Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajata. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
What up, tribe? We are coming to the end.
Of what?
The school year.
Last week. We have, what, 2 more days?
Yes. And this week, like, I could have sworn it was like Thursday or Friday. We have done so much for this last school year. Last school week. So there's 6th grade stuff with Donovan, his last year at elementary school. And every day, even starting last week.
It's a lot.
I'm so exhausted. I think I'm getting sick or probably allergies. But, oh my gosh. I don't even see how people, like, who have jobs during the day are able to do anything with their kids like this. I don't know. Like, expectations are really high for parents to be available.
Yep, it is.
Not like how when we went to school, you know, everyone had back then 2 working parents. That would never happen.
I think now it's like you can say you're going off because, like, Bob will, I mean, you have kids events. It's like an easy way to do things. You know what I'm saying? I think there is more flexibility now than there was before.
Oh, yeah. With, like, work-life balance.
Yeah. After COVID, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, I remember doing that. I remember doing all of that. I was like, oh my gosh, you got to keep up with everything.
You're
like,
oh, I know.
You got to be here. You got to do this. But it's going to even be like, I feel like it's going to be a lot worse in high school.
Really?
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like all the events, like during homecoming, the mums, all the stuff. I think it's a lot.
I don't know. I mean, I just.
Like time spent doing all that stuff.
Yeah. And that's okay. And if it's at night and if it's like do it on your own time. But like these are like required stuff to be done during the day at school.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember that. But it's fun though.
It is fun. It's fun. And like even Donovan's like, I'm so tired.
Oh, he's like, saying that?
Yeah. I'm like, you just have a few more days. You know, he's 2 more days of this. And, you know, it's fun, but it's tiring for them.
Yes. Because what? They go to Spring Creek the last day, the pool?
They do the pool party. They have lunch. They get out early, which I'm sorry. Why is the last day of school like early dismissal? That makes no sense to me.
Middle school, high school is going to be even earlier.
But like, what's the point? Like, this is the last day of school. You're telling me you can't have them for like the extra 2 hours. You have to do early dismissal on the last day of school.
Yeah.
I've never, like, we never had early dismissals ever going to school.
I do remember in high school and middle school we'd get off. I don't remember in middle school getting off early from exams, but I do recall that in high school.
Well, you got off early in high school if you had like enough credits and you didn't need to be there. You could leave early. But like when the whole school goes on early dismissal and they do it like at least once a month.
Yeah, they do. But that's no, insane. Like I'm saying even if you're talking about the schedule, right? Like you can get off early. No, I'm talking about like the exam week or the last day of school. Like Rhea's getting off at noon tomorrow and Friday.
Just her or the whole school?
The whole school.
What? Gosh.
The whole school.
And see, like, what were the parents supposed to do back then, like, when we were in school? Because everyone did work.
Yes.
And if you said, I have to go pick up my kid, they'd be like, I don't give a fuck what you have to do.
Exactly. You're going to be here working.
There was no work-life balance. It was either you work or your ass goodbye.
Or you know what? I walked my butt. I walked myself back home.
But yeah, but like that wasn't an option. I always went to school bused in. I'm talking about like miles away. Like I went to school like 30 minutes away on a car from my house.
I don't think I've ever taken a bus
to school?
To school or back. I've only taken the school bus back once because my friend asked me to meet a guy.
So you got on someone's bus?
No, it was a bus that would come this way to our house, but like not, I never took it. Do you see what I'm saying? My parents always picked me up and dropped me off.
So you were scheduled for a bus route. You just never took it?
Correct.
Okay. So I didn't know. So what I was trying to get at was like, they didn't notice some random person that wasn't supposed to be on that bus route get on the bus.
I don't know. I just know that my friend just told me to get on there. She goes, there's a guy that wants to meet you. And so I just did.
Wow.
Well, I was with her. She's in my grade. She's my best friend. So I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Later on, I found out that all he wanted to do was like, you know,
what?
Sleep with me. So
in high school?
He was a high schooler and I was in middle school.
No way.
Actually, I was in seventh grade.
Wait, your friend?
My best
friend. Hell no, girl.
Yeah, then I was like, she started getting into like really bad stuff. So I was like, we're going to do this.
Girl, she's setting you up dirty.
Well, she was also.
Oh, God.
Found out she was also active too.
Wow.
I was like, no.
Wait, so.
Hold
on. High school buses shared buses with middle schoolers?
I don't recall what. I just followed her.
That is like child endangerment, because that shit can happen on the bus.
That's true, but I don't know. I just remember. That's all I remember.
Wow.
I just know I got home. Uh-huh. And she lived right where I lived also. So like, I knew we got off, but
yeah.
Like, why did you introduce me to him? I just thought a boy thought I was cute or pretty.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was in high school.
Girl, she was trying to pimp you out.
I know.
That's crazy, girl. So another reason why I'm so damn tired is that Laurel has been coming into our bed.
Hasn't she been doing that?
Yeah, so she has been doing it, right? Uh-huh. And she has been sick a little bit. She's getting better. But she had a soccer party on Monday night. And I don't know if it's because she was like running around on the playground at the park, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she starts wailing about her foot being hurt. Oh, my foot hurts. So like crying. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Uh-huh.
So then I try to get some, because I think like maybe she just like, I don't know. I didn't feel anything. She could move it, uh-huh. right? So I just get some Tiger Balm.
Yeah.
So I put it on there and then she's like, ow, 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 ow. And I was just like, oh my gosh, right? And so then I'm like, all right, I'm just going to placebo whatever. So I had a wrap, like, you know, those roll wraps.
Yep.
So I just like roll it up and she's like, oh, it feels better. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. Just go back to sleep.
I don't believe anything you're saying.
Girl, I kid you not. She wore it to school. And I'm like, you don't need to wear it anymore. It's not even good for you to wear so much, right? Because it was like, it turned out to be like, it looked like a bug bite. Like it was red.
Oh, but
you know how little kids react to bug bites? Yes. Like really, you know.
Exaggerated.
The next fucking night, she's in the bed and she starts wailing again out of nowhere. And I'm like, what the hell? She goes, my other foot. I'm like, girl, you don't have two broken feet. Like, you need to like settle down. What is going on? And she's like, I need a wrap. I'm like, no, you don't, girl.
She always comes with a Band-Aid on her forehead. Now she's going to come. Oh, my gosh.
And so I just put a Band-Aid because I was not going to like feed the flame, right? And I'm just like, girl, you do not have two broken feet. If you can't walk, then you can't play. Like, then you can't do anything. You can't watch iPad. You can't watch nothing. And she's like, oh, it's okay. I just need a Band-Aid. I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, girl.
Girl.
And so it just took us forever to fall back asleep. But she could go.
Was this in the middle of the night?
Or yes. Yes.
So you got up and, oh my gosh.
Girl, yes. Uh-huh. And then she's trying to talk to me. I'm like, no, stop. I got to blow my nose again. She's like, Mom, at school? So I'm like, no. It is time for bed. It is time to go to sleep. Stop talking. If you want to talk, go talk in your room. Go back to your room.
Oh, my.
And so she was like, she fall back asleep. So I was tired.
That's where you're taking a nap.
So tired.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so dead tired. I literally was like, and you know, I can't fall asleep. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have to be in my bed.
Yes.
Girl, I fell asleep with a bright light on the sofa with all the kids there. I just fell asleep. Like, just, I was, you know that's, I'm tired.
That you're tired. Yes. That's what, whenever anybody sees me sleeping, they're like, because I was I think it was Sunday. No, Saturday. We have an open, you know, evening, whatever. Got dressed up, looked super cute and everything. Then he's like, we both started driving to the restaurant. And
what?
And reservations. And I'm like, I feel super nauseous.
Wow.
And I was like, I just don't feel, because you're trying to force yourself to go. You're like, okay, finally have an opportunity. Let's go, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I know. He didn't feel well either earlier that day. And I was like, I just feel nauseous. Like, if I'm thinking about food right now, I'm going to throw up.
Whoa, what was wrong?
I don't know.
So
then we're like, okay, so we went to this. We didn't end up going to the restaurant. We canceled that one. We just picked up something. And so we picked up something, and it was really, really good. And so we just drove back home, and literally both of us took pajamas and like went straight to bed. He was gone. But I had to pick up Rhea later on that night.
Oh,
She was babysitting. So I was like, let me just, cause he was not waking up. So I was trying to get myself to stay, but girl, I had to go pick her up.
You know,
and
we're like,
and then I told,
so
but
tired
I got
if
into
we can't
bed.
Even go to a date night.
That's what I'm saying. I came home and I went to sleep actually. And I was like, Bob, go pick her up. I can't go. I'm just like passed out. So we passed out, and I think we slept for like 12, 13 hours.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes you need that.
But I was still groggy. He felt better, but I was groggy, and I'm like, but I don't have any other symptoms. I'm like, something just, you know, I don't know.
I think
do
it's
you
just body. Your body just.
But like Bob was like, I don't want to say it, but we were like telling some of our friends that this is what we're going to do. But he was like, I shouldn't have said it to that one lady because I don't like her. And it just, she gave me the weirdest like energy and weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we were like, man, she ruined
she
it
put
for
some
us.
Juju on
juju
you.
Juju on us, yes.
Because
we just, both of us.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
And then we were fine.
Yeah.
Like, next, you know?
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
Okay, so let me tell you a story, y'all.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know how everybody else does this, but, you know, this is our first experience with a dog, and we've got little Chai Chai here, okay?
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Yes. So I have a meeting every single morning, and Bob goes and drops off the kiddos, right? And he takes Chai with him. And so for some reason, I don't know, I'm on my meeting, and then I check the little thing comes up on your phone to show that someone's in your garage or whatever,
yeah,
which does
yeah.
every single time. And I'm like, okay. And he leaves the gate open, and you know, they both come in, Chai and Bob always come in. So I was like thinking, I was like, hey, they haven't come in yet, and blah, blah. I see Bob outside in the patio,
yeah,
going in and out. And I'm like, and then Bob's inside the house. I go, where? Then I call him while I'm in the meeting. I go, where's Chai? And he's like, is he not here? I was like, what the, where is Chai? How do you not know? And he goes, I thought he came in. I go, what do you mean you thought? I was so pissed off. I go, and then immediately I'm like, okay, be right back. And I'm like, out there. And he's like, seriously, I don't
where?
Know.
Where? Was?
We don't know. He left him outside and the gate was opened.
Okay. How did you get Chai back?
I went out there yelling in the alley, because I go, I was so pissed off at Bob. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, this is my biggest fear. Because, you know, Chai will run to anybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's real friendly.
And someone will steal him and take him.
And he goes to people.
Yeah.
And he's friendly. And he's not, I shouldn't say it, but he's like not chipped or anything like that yeah. either. And so, and I started yelling at him, like, Chai, where? Like, Chai. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Bob, it's like busy time. And Hillcrest is right there. Like, what the heck? And so I turn around, like, literally, I'm crying.
Oh, no.
I'm crying. And I was like, and I turned around, and here he is.
Oh, my gosh.
Running up to me from the alley. And he looks like he was, like,
scared.
Scared.
Oh.
Like, he was not supposed to be out there.
Yeah.
But all you saw was, like, a movie scene. He starts running, and I grab him. And I was, like,
oh, my gosh.
Ugly crying.
Yeah.
Bob has it on video.
Oh, my gosh.
I was ugly crying. I was so upset with him. I just grabbed him like a baby. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Chai, don't ever leave me.
Girl.
Like, don't ever do that. But I was so upset with him. I go, and turn around. And he sent that video to my sister and to Bria. And I was like, delete the damn video. Because I was like, ugly crying. Like, ugly, ugly.
Oh, my
ugly
God.
Crying. Like a little girl who lost, like, yeah. a toy or something. I was like, oh, my gosh.
But, like, how had, what if you had not noticed that?
I don't know. I'd be a mess. Yeah. I don't want to imagine myself or think of it. But, like, now I really truly understand when people say, like, their dogs are, like, everything or, like, part yeah. of family. I never knew. I would be like, what?
Yeah. But the sad part is that they don't last forever.
Yes, I know that. But I don't want to think that way.
Right I understand. Now. But, like, however you think it's going to be hard on you, like, it's so much worse for the kids and exciting than, like, that stuff to them.
Ugh.
It's really bad.
Yeah, really I don't bad. Know. I just think he's, oh, gosh. I was like, it was a mess.
Ah, Chai, you are loved. You are loved,
he
Chai.
He is definitely loved. But I was like, Bob, why would you not? Like, why do you think he's not going to run away? Because we haven't trained him.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's not his fault. It's yeah. like, you want the dog, you want him to just follow you along everywhere. But, like, he was wanting to come inside the house. And Bob was, like, just doing his own thing, went inside the house.
So it's really Bob's fault.
Oh, yeah. And so today he came in. And through my, I can see, it puts it on my phone. Someone's come. I turn around and close that gate for my phone. It's like, and he goes, yeah, I saw that. I was like, yeah.
Because I don't want to do that again.
I don't want to worry about it. So I was like, don't even take him in the morning. Thank goodness this is the last week of school.
He's oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then all the kids are going to come home early and steal him. Oh, my gosh. So last time we had that, he got really emotional. You were really upset.
I was so upset. I was so upset.
When we did the unboxing of the vibrators. So I actually have not been able to show Chaz all the ones I bought.
Did you show him any?
We used a couple.
Okay.
We used a couple.
Did you use that?
We used the one that you ordered.
Uh-huh.
And that one was really good.
It was? Okay. Yeah.
And then I did another one. I feel like since it was new and I couldn't see where the buttons were,
mm-hmm.
it was a little like challenging to try to do it while we were
Which
doing
one
it.
The one that
you're supposed to like put in you while you have sex.
Oh, yes.
So I was trying to figure it out while we were like mid action
uh-huh.
and it kind of like didn't go so well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I need to figure it out before like make sure I know how to work it before we tried that specific one.
Okay. Okay.
But the other one did really, really work.
The finger. The one
yeah.
That I got. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I couldn't really show him because he came into town on a Thursday night, very, very late.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day, his mom came in and stayed through the weekend, through Monday, actually. Like, literally, I can't believe it seems so long ago, but she just left 2 days ago.
Okay.
So I couldn't really, like, show him okay. what I bought, much less use it. So I have to show him, but He listened to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I know how we were talking about men and how they take it. He said another reason why some men may be like not so excited about the whole deal,
uh-huh.
especially if like you use vibrators on your own by yourself,
uh-huh.
is that he said some guys may think if you're not actually with that guy at the time,
uh-huh.
that you're thinking of other guys while you're using it.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, to be honest with you, you guys may think we think like that, but we are not thinking that. Like, I'm not like, oh, Jason Momoa. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing that, right?
No.
And I said, if we did that, like, what would stop us from thinking of other people while we were with you? Like, having sex with you. Like, we could think other things in our head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just like the guys can think other things.
Yeah. You know, right. And I was just like, that makes no sense. But I respect that you think, or that you are saying some guys may say that, but like, I'm like, we don't think that. And if we did,
you never know.
You would never know. And we could be doing it while we were having sex with you too.
We don't need to tell you that.
I know.
Thoughts are my thoughts.
for me only. But like, honestly, like, I don't think I really fantasize of like other people, but in the moment I do fantasize that like the sex or something is taking place somewhere else.
So you imagine yourself
somewhere else, like he's going down on me, like on his work desk or something like that night. And like only people could see us like from the outside in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like in a car, or like just like not there. Right. And other
just like
spontaneous stuff. Okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I picture. I can't really tell you that I've like pictured someone else.
Yeah.
In general.
It's hard to like,
it's hard to even go there in your own mind.
No.
And then to much less, you know, try to like force what's physically happening to you and replace it with like just a different person.
It's just too much work.
I know. I'm trying to concentrate. Like, okay, when can I have an orgasm?
Yes. I'm focusing on myself.
Exactly.
Self-care.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not thinking about you, much less like somebody else. Shit. I just thought that was interesting.
I mean, I do like, do you think of other things? Like, what do I need to do?
Try to not. And that's why I kind of get caught up in like taking myself totally away, like not even in our room, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe in a hotel room, or like you know, he's doing something and we're not supposed to be doing, like under a table or something, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Just something
very
like,
very spontaneous.
Yeah. And like picture, maybe yeah. like we would get in trouble, you know. Yeah. Like
yes the just the naughty stuff.
Yeah,
being naughty a little
the
bit.
The stuff that I would be too afraid to really actually do.
Would you though? I don't know if I like,
I don't know, you know, I'm crazy, but like I get really scared that I'm gonna get caught. That's always been my problem though. That's always been my problem, like growing up. That's why I didn't do like a lot of sneaking out and a lot of stuff, because I always thought I would get caught.
Okay.
I have had sex in a car though.
You have. Okay. Okay.
In a Porsche.
Okay.
In like a neighborhood street. Not like here. Like we were still living in Houston.
Okay. Okay.
But that was really spontaneous. That was really flexible.
Do you think about that?
I don't necessarily think about that incident, but I just picture it happening again.
Okay,
like when I'm thinking about stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Have you?
Has sex in a car?
Or where's the craziest? Not craziest, but like, what are other places you've had sex at?
I don't
think
it's
crazy.
It's very crazy, so I can't say it.
I cannot.
I'll have to tell you a different time, but I cannot say this one. It's really crazy.
Oh my God. Is it like in a movie theater or something?
Oh no. It's worse than that.
At a dressing room? A mall dressing room? The Gap dressing room? The only reason I ask is like when I used to work at Gap in high school, they were like, it's okay, like we can't really tell people, no, they can't go into the dressing rooms together.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And so a lot of people
would
like,
be like, but we don't ever do that.
I know, but they would never tell you it. Like they won't tell you you couldn't go into a dressing room together.
Uh-huh.
And so you get these teens or whatever who like don't have a house to go back to.
Yes.
To like, they'll do stuff in there.
Really?
Yes, girl. I'm not saying it's like that anymore, but when
have you ever seen anything or heard anything?
We've heard stuff. I just was laughing because I was in high school.
Oh my gosh. I would never think of, now I can't think of Gap the same. I'm like, pay attention in Gap. Like, what's going on here?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, I've never heard of that.
Let me see. Where else do I think? Oh, I've had sex in a pool, in a jacuzzi. Where have I had sex? I can't remember. I don't know. I don't think, I've never had sex while living in my parents' house, like in my parents' house. Have you?
In his parents' house, yes.
Was it weird?
No.
I could never have sex in his parents' house.
No, it was his bedroom.
His childhood bedroom?
Yeah. His childhood bedroom. Right when we got married, yeah.
It was. I would just feel awkward. Like, I don't know. I guess just like, I would have to say it depends on like the family dynamic of them, right?
Uh-huh.
And that, like, this would be so awkward, like super fucking awkward. Like, if we had gotten caught, I don't know if I would ever be able to look at his mom and dad in the face again. Or his brothers. Like, because they don't even talk about sex. Like, they don't bring it up. They don't even ask each other, like, oh, are you dating or whatever. Like, it's just so not talked about. Like, if I were at my house and I got caught, that would be so much different, right? Because my cousins, we all talk about sex. We like, you better hurry it up. Like, you know, like, just, it wouldn't be so awkward. Maybe for, like, Chaz, right? Because you're the one. He's the one that got caught. But, like, my parents would, like, joke about it. My dad would, like, would be joking about it so much if that had happened.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, it's, I guess it just depends on the family dynamic. But that, like, and I have spent some nights at his family's house.
Uh-huh.
Never. I would tell you, never crossed my mind. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Like, I'm just going to come here to sleep.
Yeah, and plus it's so fucking hot. Like, they don't have fans there. And you know I need a fan. I just need circulation.
Me too. I think we both talked about that.
I just need circulation in my damn room. But I don't know. I guess because they're like in New Jersey and New York. They don't.
You don't really. It's not that. It doesn't get that hot.
Well, no, it does. But I don't. It's not like they don't have like ceiling fans everywhere like we do here. And where it is hot a lot.
I have it in every single room. I just have to have that.
Oh, I do. And so like half the time, even like it would be dead winter, I would open the window because I just needed some fresh air. Even if that air was like
cold,
so fucking cold, I needed some fresh air because I felt very like stale, but also just like, I can't breathe in here.
Yes, girl. Yes. Bob was, I introduced Bob to the fan. He's like,
wow. What? Oh yeah. Chaz too.
And he's like, you leave the fan on? I was like, no. We're going to have a fan in our bedroom.
Yeah.
We're going to install it here.
Like his mom, it's crazy. She doesn't understand how we can have a fan on all year long.
I know. You just you change it.
I don't think I ever turn it off.
Counterclockwise and kind
of. Right. That's why they make fans like that.
Yeah. So we're like, change it for the winter.
But I don't think I ever not have it on. Even when we're not in the room, I feel like,
oh, it's on.
If it's not circulating, it's just like,
really?
And I feel like it's so quiet. So quiet. Like I need even just like background noise, like a fan or something.
I need it, but then every other room has to have everything off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird like that. Everything has to be made. Windows open, no fan on, all the lights off.
Windows open?
Like the blinds.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I have to have that.
So yeah,
I hate walking past rooms with like the curtains.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
I don't know. So yeah, those are good. This weekend we are going to Bottle Rock.
I know that came.
It's gonna be our third time. So if you guys don't know, Bottle Rock is like the adult Coachella. And it's in Napa, downtown Napa.
Uh-huh.
And it's 3 days of music.
Good.
And
music.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's like more catered to us, like 40s,
mm-hmm.
50s, and like everyone wears clothes. Like there's no nip showing, there's no like ass cheeks showing. Yep. And they put turf everywhere, so it's like actually nice. Like at Coachella it's a bunch of dirt and stuff. Yeah. They put turf here and it's so great because we get these sky deck tickets, and so we get to see, like, we're not like in the crowd because I get super anxious just being in like big crowds and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And at this age, like if we can afford to like not have to do that, mm-hmm. we are not going to do that. But I'm so excited because I get to see my best friend and her husband goes there as well. But we also just, you know, like festivals, all day festivals, like during the day, the people you want to go see come on like 4 or 5 o'clock and later.
So what do you do during the day?
We go wine tasting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So all those, how many days?
The 3 days that we're there, we'll go wine tasting before.
Okay.
We have a driver. And the cool thing is that we would have had a book an Uber to drop us off anyway.
Uh-huh.
But since we have a driver, and we're paying for the driver.
Uh-huh.
We are just having him drop us off at the festival.
Okay, okay.
So that'll be good. And then we're just staying an extra day just so that Chaz and I can hang out and just hang out in downtown Napa and do some shopping and just kind of relax, you know?
Yeah.
But it's hard to, you know, it's so good to get away with your spouse, but it's also challenging but rewarding to make sure your kids are all taken care of.
That's what's
going to
say. Here. Someone coming? Your mom?
Yeah, my mom's coming, but it's such an ass whooping to like get everything, make sure everything is taken care of, you know, yep. Make sure that they get to their activities, make sure that they have play dates so they're not bored.
Yep.
So it's a lot of work, but like you definitely need to do that and spend time with your spouse.
Yes.
You know, we talked about dating your spouse.
Yep.
I really feel like having alone time, and even though most of the trip will be with my girlfriend and her husband,
yeah,
it's still adult time. And I feel like that's even important. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
To like, cause you could just reconnect with your significant other and not have the interruption of like kids or talk about kids or like other people's kids, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I don't feel bad about taking vacations without my kids.
You shouldn't. I think you shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think it's good for, like you said, it's good for you and your spouse.
But there's people who like haven't taken, like they'll say, oh, I haven't had a vacation, just me and my husband since the kids were born. Like, I don't know, is that statement trying to make me feel shame in not taking my kids, or you feel jealous that you haven't, or that, you know what I mean? Like,
or is that just a decision that they made?
Maybe, but I almost feel like, ooh, sucks for you. Maybe they don't want to, and that's fine. That's their thing. But I feel like it's like necessary to connect, because then it just becomes all about the kids.
Yes, I agree.
Like almost like, how do you function? How do y'all know how to function just together, just to be together by yourself?
And you're so busy. Life is so busy.
Yeah.
You don't even get like, yeah, it's nice to just get away. It's nice to know what your life is going to be like more once the kids are grown.
Yeah. Or like how your life was before them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could be spontaneous in your hotel room, or wherever you stay. You could just like have sex wherever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, I swear every time I go on a trip, like with Chaz and it's just us, I always forget to take my anxiety pills.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. And when I'm here, it's like during the day, if like I'm feeling a little anxious about stuff, I'm like, oh, I didn't take my pill.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you like forgotten it here? And you can tell?
Yeah, I can tell here.
You can.
But it's not till like see my pill pack.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "Oh shit, I haven't been taking this." And it's not like I'm super worried, cuz I know I don't need it, but you know how they say like if you stop taking anxiety meds, like there's some with like withdrawals and stuff like that.
Yes.
But that's how stress-free it is. You know, because maybe, yeah, you enjoy vacations with your kids, right? But you don't realize that no matter at any level, it's still stressful. You're still worrying about them at some point.
You're worrying about them, yes.
Even if they're able to go off and go swimming themselves, you're worried like, oh, are they okay?
Yes.
Right? You know what I mean? Like there
is
some part of you.
It's like back of your mind, you're just worried about them.
Exactly. But if it's just you and a significant other, like there's seriously nothing to worry about.
Yes.
You call home, you check in, and you just like, hey, how's it going? All good, you know? Just a little FaceTime. They're
like,
alive. Okay, great. And that's it.
And you go on having fun.
I know. I love it. And at this point in my life, like, I appreciate, you know, museums and all that bullshit. But like, when I get away with Chaz, like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to have to get up I want someone to serve me, have a whole day. Like if we go, like when we went to Paris, we had a lot of like downtime too.
Uh-huh.
And we went to go see some of the stuff, but it wasn't like each day packed. Like you have to see everything. Mm-hmm, you have to mm-hmm. do this. You have to do that. So like we try to have a good mix of vacations, like where we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
And then something where we're like, okay, let's just do some activities. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Not like have a set, like a very tight plan.
Yeah. If we just want to sleep in, then fine. You know, the whole point of the whole thing is just to reconnect anyway. You know,
I think whenever we go on vacation, no matter what, you're like, oh, you just want to sleep in. I don't want to do it. Bob is the first one who's awake.
I noticed that.
He's like,
well, we went on vacation. He was up with
because
the
kids. He's so excited. He's That's so cute. Excited. He's like, and I'm like, at home, it's not that way. But he's like, I'm so excited. Like, you know, but yeah. I hear some people are like that, though. But I'm like, I'm asleep in.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like my body is resting.
Yes.
Like literally like at rest, mind, body, that like, whew.
Yes.
It's off, like checked out. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. Have you booked a vacation for you guys?
No, not yet. We have not yet.
Girl, you need to get on that.
We do. Oh, like our summer vacation? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or just you and Bob. Because we talked about it. Remember, this was on your list. Like, you got to book it or you're not going to do it.
Yes, we haven't. We haven't booked it yet. We just thought about what we're going to do, but we haven't booked it yet.
Telling you guys, you got to go to Tulum.
Well, we thought about that. We're going. I want to go there, but you said you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it's such a, you don't want to take the kids there.
No, it's just for adults, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something adult. Like, I don't know, especially like at our point in our lives when we're like in the thick of it, you just want to do something where you can just relax.
Okay. See, I like to relax, but I like to go sightseeing.
Yeah, there's some stuff there too.
Okay.
But there's just not like every day you have to do something.
No.
You know what I mean?
Or like part of the day, you know?
Yeah.
And just have a relaxing day and everything. But I'm like, okay, I can't sit at the beach. I cannot sit at the beach all day. Oof. Like if you can ask me to do it for like maybe max 2 days. I mean, if I bring a book there, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I will not. You can't just have me just, okay, we're just going to be at the beach all day long.
Yeah.
Well, I'll lay down, but I won't go into the water. Bob's like, oh, come with me. I'm like, no.
Is it because I know a lot of people go to the beach, but they don't like to go in the water. What
he
is it?
He loves.
No, but like, why don't you go in the water?
Because I don't like getting wet and coming out being wet. I have a problem with me being wet. Like if I'm going to be getting out of the pool, I want to go straight in the shower and dry off.
Okay.
So he can come out and be wet and sit at the beach and go back in. I can't do that. Like if I'm in the water, I'm going to stay in the water, but I won't go in and out. And then I won't go eat something whenever I'm wet. So I'm really, like, I'm like, okay.
If I'm gonna and you said you don't have sensory issues.
I'm like, I think Arian's the same way. He's like, I don't want to be wet. I just want to change out of my clothes. So I'm the same way.
Oh
yeah. I just don't like doing that, but I'll get in the water, but I'm not going
to. Yeah.
It's going to be towards the end whenever I know I'm going to get out and go take a shower or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we hope you guys have all your summer planned. And if you don't, oh, well. And you know what? Remember, kids can be bored.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do something every day. They can do nothing. Check out our last podcast. It's about women's self-care and the importance of orgasms. If you have not checked it out, it's a good one. And DM us if you have any questions. Follow us on our Instagram page. Leave us a review. Continue to share our pages and our podcast. We appreciate it. And we will see you next week.
All right. Bye.
You do you, boo.